Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is a collective reading for the new moon in Scorpio on the 13th or 14th of November 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. If you would like a personal tarot and oracle reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, sound therapy or spiritual counseling, head over to my website. Link is in the description below. Big thank you and shout out to my beautiful Patreons for the support. To join our Patreon group, head over to the website to get exclusive content and mini personalized readings. So, beautiful souls, what a shit show of energy we have out there. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to say it. Let me get into what the fuck is causing this shit show of energy. So, this new moon in Scorpio on the 13th or 14th is conjunct with Mars, the planet of motivation, but it is also volatile. We also have Uranus active at this time, causing changes, things not running smoothly. Uranus breaks down rules and constraints. This can cause things to get a little erratic, a little volatile, a little explosive. The sun is opposing Uranus in the middle of its retrograde, and this has given us a chance to become aware of the changes that are due in order to get ourselves back to our center, our mission, our divine blueprint. This is the fourth new moon of a series that are bringing in an aspect of change with Uranus energy. They will bring in opportunities and new possibilities. With all of this energy linked in with Scorpio, transformation, death, rebirth, rising of the phoenix, it can catch us off guard with fear energy, with things moving. Avoiding volatile, aggressive people and situations is very important at this time. And with this new moon and all the other energies, we are being asked to step outside of our comfort zone. We are being guided to see and look from a new perspective, maybe changing things up or going in a new direction if the old is outdated and no longer working or serving our highest good. Channeling the Mars energy for breaking old constraints and building our new chapter. And as ever, we do have some amazing messages ahead. Scorpio rules the sacral chakra. I will play us some frequencies now in a second. Let us ground our cord into Mother Gaia. Also, up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our heart center. And to the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, getting stuck right in our first card, overall energy that we are all working with as a collective for this new moon in Scorpio is attraction. So right now, this is an amazing time for attracting what we desire and what we want to manifest in our life. It's also a powerful time to repel what we no longer wish to attract, really focusing and getting clear on what we want to attract into our lives instead of just blindly attracting any and everything in. When we get clear and when we focus, this is also a good practice because we can understand exactly what we do want in our lives and what we don't want in our lives. So attracting these positive experiences, relationships, better lifestyles, clarity, love, prosperity, creativity, the list goes on, abundance, whatever it may be, it's important to focus, to recognize what we want, to use our discernment in life, and also, again, setting powerful intentions under this new moon in Scorpio to bring in these new seeds and beginnings of the next chapter. So what a powerful message and energy that we are working with for this new moon in Scorpio. So before I move on to the next card, I just want to give a little example of how this Uranus energy is making a shit show of everything. It's just some examples. So for instance, I'm getting ready, I'm doing this podcast at a good time of the evening. My next door neighbors drilled this morning. That was fine. It wasn't much drilling. But then all of a sudden they decided to do a couple of bits more drilling. I don't know how many hours later, right before my throat chakra, I'm getting ready to do this podcast. I went up to have my Reiki bath last night and the water wasn't as hot as I usually have it. There's just little things and then bigger things as well that I won't get into. That is, you know, shit showing the place down right now. I know what's going on in my life, it's going on in yours too, in one way or another. Just adjusting and navigating right now to this energy. Moving on to our next card. So looking forward to this one. Okay, our next card that we got is Brothers of the Rose, Sacred Masculine, Honor, Protection, and Support. This is a card of the Sacred Masculine. Like the feminine, the Sacred Masculine exists within each of us, and together we're all being called to balance both energies within us. The Sun and the Moon, the Solar and Lunar. Perhaps this is what it is meant to birth a new world. The sacred, mature masculine is something so needed in our world. It's the part of us that lives in deep honor and reverence of the feminine. It recognizes the goddess within all of life, including the earth, and is committed to protecting and living in devotion to the feminine. The sacred masculine knows that striving and overpowering, enduring and conquering are not helpful. The sacred masculine is strong and tender, protective but not defensive. This card could be a sign that you're being called to work on the sacred masculine energy within you that's maturing and rising. It could be that you're being called to do work on the ancestral healing of the parental line. It could be an indication that you're being called to invoke or acknowledge the sacred masculine in those around you. Or it could represent the sacred masculine appearing in your life. The sacred masculine exists within all of us. They are encircling you, so that you can do your sacred work, so that you can be part of the return of the goddess on this earth. The rose is their emblem, and they wear it proudly on their hearts. And the soul inquiry for this card, how are you being called to work with the sacred masculine? Wow. So on point right now. How is the sacred masculine turning up in your life right now? Our next card is an amazing dragon, and I had to smile so much when we got this dragon because me and my soulmate have been seeing rainbows nonstop as one of our signs from the universe, guides and higher selves. And I had to smile when we got this dragon. So when I'm talking to him after this podcast, I'm going to read this card from him, show him the dragon. So Rainbow Dragon brings the leap of joy that opens new doors. Have trust, rediscover wisdom, expect miracles, and accept opportunities. So opportunities is coming in so strong, beautiful souls, and possibilities under this energy. A rainbow in the sky is a cosmic gift. If our heart leaps with joy and gratitude when we see one, the universe opens new doors for us. Glorious rainbow dragons carry the same promise. When they come to us, a multicolored mystical flame ignites within us. This automatically attracts something of significance from the universe towards us. In addition, rainbow dragons will help us to the mystical pot of gold that is said to await us at the end of the rainbow. This golden gift is our own ancient wisdom, which has been waiting for us to rediscover it. With it, we know how to take knowledge and use it for the highest good of all. We become a wise one, a mage, and the rainbow dragons open the petals of our crown to connect us with universal knowledge. And as we use knowledge wisely, more comes to us. This is a card of hope, prayers, expectation, and gratitude. Look for opportunities, expect miracles. When new openings occur, seize them. Sometimes you may hardly dare to believe that good fortune has sought you out, so make sure you accept it consciously and unconsciously. Do not let it slip away. Remember to thank the rainbow dragon who has come to you for opening new doors for you. Ride with the current of life this dragon has brought you and enjoy everything that comes your way. A rainbow dragon may feel like an illusion, but it is very real. If you catch the flash of rainbow colors out of the corner of your eye, it is the rainbow dragon reminding you that the time for a new life is now. Trust that it is happening for you. Wow. Wow, how on point. Opportunity coming up so much as I get into this reading, beautiful souls, and already has come up so much. I do also want to, I can make a blog part on my website because I want to share some of the amazing, beautiful photographs of the amazing places that I have been in Ireland. But the latest getaway that me and my soulmate went to is the one where the rainbow came out at the end. Looking over a beautiful loch in Ireland. So yeah, I will put that picture up and a couple of more pictures and maybe write a little blog if you're interested in that. That'll be in the coming days up on the website. So beautiful souls, two main aspects that's coming up here for us out of my deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555, is shadow work, and the shadow work is coming up around sensuality to be explored. As I mentioned, Scorpio rules the sacral chakra, which is our second chakra. It is orange in color and it is linked in with our sensuality, our creativity, our life force energy. It's our second body. So right now there's a lot of shadow work coming up, has been coming up with all of the eclipse energies. But as we know, Scorpio is a deep sign. My moon is actually Scorpio, so I'm a lunar Scorpio. I go deep into them emotions. So the shadow work is coming up now to be done. And now it doesn't be nice. It's the dark night of the soul. especially around sensuality. This could be linked in with our childhood also, our teenage adulthood, kidulthood, whatever you want to call them, teenagers, and then linking into our adulthood. This is also linking in as well to past lives and the suppression or oppression of our sensuality. I keep just hearing there from my higher self that the sensuality is creative life force energy. Again, it's been so distorted in this 3D reality, which is part of the 5D frequency and balance that we are bringing back in here now of the new golden age. So that was channels, and I'm just going to pause for a minute. I'll be moving on to the tarot. Okay, beautiful souls, so we are moving on to the tarot with my throat chakra. So the first question that I asked, what was energy during this new moon? So the energy that we are working with during this new moon is definitely transformation. It's processing the trauma of change right now. We are reminded that the death of one desire is the rebirth and start of another and a new beginning. So right now it's time to stop, pause, process and integrate before moving on to the next steps right now. It is a strong energy, but again, we have to tap into the positive of what's to come with what's after going and with what's leaving and with what's changing right now. Rising above that, it's definitely a lot to do with the mental as well and the subconscious. What this new moon has in store for us. Okay, so this new moon has in store for us really, really tapping into strength from this transformation and all the experiences that we've been through, and taking the good parts of that with us into this next chapter. We're going to be propelled forward now, and we're kind of already after being, but yeah, we're going to be going forward here, speaking our truth and seeing where we are in our vision. Again, it's going forward into this reality that we are creating. So it's powerful energy that's coming up during this new moon, bringing us forward to this next part of our chapter, the next stop on our journey. What we need to be open to during this new moon. So yeah, we definitely need to be open to rest and recharge, beautiful souls, because there's a real what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word right now, but like, burnout is going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Like, I can't think of, there's a real danger. Danger, danger, high voltage. There's a real danger there of burnout, with all of this energy and with this transformation and with going forward and with everything that's going on right now. So resting, recharging, regrouping, filling our cup up, tapping into self-love and self-care. What's the next question that I asked? Something that wants to manifest during this new moon. So something that wants to manifest is amazing. It's us going on to our next step, our next chapter, our next journey. Not being afraid either to take that leap. Not bringing too much baggage with us from the past. Just bringing with us what we need. To create our future. Again, feeling secure in the journey, feeling safe, knowing that we're guided, that we're protected, knowing that we're co-creators with the divine. And yeah, I'm just getting a really like excitement, enchantment feeling with that message. And the final message for the tarot, or the final question, is how can we focus our attention to bring our desires into reality? So how we can focus our attention is definitely tapping into that divine masculine energy, into that creative energy, into that entrepreneur energy, into creating and bringing forth what we desire. I'm feeling here this is definitely to do with new ideas, with our next chapter, and with leveling up. We're being reminded to think big and dream big and go forward with this, because we're fully supported as we do so. Really feeling they're not holding ourselves back with limits or constructs of the mind. Okay, the final message that we got here is imagination. Thoughts are the building bricks of life, for everything begins with a thought. Add creativity to thoughts and you have imagination. Every castle starts as a castle in the air. This image is then grounded by architects and builders. The angels are inviting you to use the power of your creative imagination to expand your horizons and picture the life you want. When you hold a vision, the angels see clarity of your intention and open doors to help. The angel wisdom guides you to decide your desired outcomes. Be certain that you have the purest intentions. Then imagine your dreams and start the process of creation. And the affirmation, I picture positive outcomes for the highest good. So, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this guidance. I am grateful to be a channel, and I'm grateful to everybody that I have worked with and helped. I am working with and helping, and I will work with and help in the future. Congratulations on making it this far through the year. I know the energy is a shit show right now, but we are coming to the end, beautiful souls. We'll be back soon for the full moon. I don't even know what it's in right now, that's telling you the truth, but I'll be back with it. And remember to sign up to the Patreon for that exclusive content and to join our community.